Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 24. Today we have artist Jesse James with us.
Down here at BLC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Yo, what's poppin'? This your boy Jesse James, and you are now tuned in to the Mac and Nelly podcast, powered by Digital Soapbox Network.
Mac and Nelly in this. All through your body. The blows like a 12 gauge shotty.
You feel me? Hi, Mac.
What's poppin'?
It's been a year. Should we change our intro?
Fuck no, we working it out. So if we do change
it, we do like a remix, like when Sister had that new skirt.
It's gotta be dope though. We can't change it if we come out with some trash.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so. Damn, when was our last episode? I was in Dallas. I had to go to, had a mental health break in Dallas. I left it.
This nigga
texted
me.
Fuck.
He said, I just needed to take some time. Oh, yeah, it's cool. Your turn.
I got out of there.
Nigga ski skirted. But you back.
I'm back.
I'm glad you back.
It's
you feeling better? Back.
Yeah, feeling okay, better. Yeah. So that's what matters, right? Shout out to Keyshawn and T.
Taj King.
For
ENT.
23.
Shout out to them. They just signed the Empire.
Yeah, they signed. Yeah. Yep, because before they came on, they haven't. Yeah. They weren't signed yet.
He said just wait on. He said something about that.
Yep. So there you go.
Shout out to them. Man.
Shout out to them niggas. We got Jesse James with us today.
Motherfucking building.
What up, nigga?
What's happening? We're in this thing. Man.
Thanks for coming on.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. Thank you guys for having me, man. You guys got a dope-ass show. I've been wondering when you guys were going to get me in this thing.
I know. We're slow.
Yeah, we slow.
So we hit our 1 year, and we're only on episode 24.
What is the official? What is the official date for the 1 year?
It was July 20th, 21st, when we dropped our pilot. Yeah. So
we should be like 50 episodes.
We should at least have 40.
Yeah.
50, that's like every week. That's, you know, fuck that.
Consistency is on the way. Just bear with us. Niggas be going through life things.
Right.
But
it's real over here.
It's real. It's real in the field.
Okay, so we have not been able to talk about the NBA trades. We have not talked about LeBron being a fucking Lakers.
We haven't.
Laker is a Laker.
How do you
or
feel
Lakers?
About? He's a Laker.
He's a Laker.
He's
the
a
Lakers.
Laker, but they're the Lakers. Yeah. How do you feel?
Fuck the Lakers. Just like how I felt about the Cavs.
Always.
Though. I didn't.
But
fuck the
I
Cavs.
Feel the same way about LeBron, though. So like,
really, you're like
fuck LeBron. Fuck no. Let's get it, Bron, bro. Let's get it. Let's get it, Bron, bro. Fuck you, man. Nigga,
no,
on my mama, I turned my profile picture to Bron Bron when he was in the Lakers jersey.
I still have to do a Kobe fucking.
You still
got
to do Kobe photo shoot.
Man, can I do LeBron
in a
Lakers jersey? Come on.
It has to be Kobe, bro, or Kyrie Irving in a Celtics jersey.
Fuck no, I hate fucking Kyrie, bitch.
This nigga.
Melo, 1 year.
Melo to the Rockets. Shout out to Melo for scooping that bag off the wafer.
That trade already went down or what?
He got 2.4 million.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
1 year.
That's.
No, he didn't get traded. He got waived, and then they just picked him up off the waiver.
Oh, he got waived. Okay.
Yeah, I seen yesterday he got waived, but what, he just got picked up like in the last.
I mean,
day
I think
or two?
They're just waiting for the deal to go through, but that's pretty much what they're talking about.
Oh, so it's not for sure.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's official. For
but whatchamacallit is, right? Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard to the Raptors, yeah.
Yeah, that's big.
That's big. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think. If Kawhi Leonard would have been on the Raptors this year, they would have played better versus the Cavs.
Wait, Melo's going to the Raptors or Houston?
He's going to Houston.
Houston, okay, yeah.
But it's kind of cold how they did DeMar DeRozan, though.
It is, because you know, he wanted to be in Toronto.
Exactly.
Man. He did.
He's the face of it. Like, they should have got rid of Kyle Lowry
oh,
or
God,
whatever.
God, they should have.
So they got, okay, yeah, I don't know about. So they traded
DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard. Yeah. DeMar DeRozan felt like backstabbed.
That's fucked up. How long has he been with them?
He's been with them his whole career.
Yeah.
Like 7 years, I think.
Yeah.
But he. But they reassured him. I think it was at the All-Star game or something. They reassured him that he wasn't going to get traded. Like, we're not going to trade you. You're our guy.
That's right. They're going to get theirs because his shit's probably, he's probably still injured.
That nigga ain't even going to play.
Exactly. Right.
Whatever.
He's going to hide out. He's not playing.
There's no loyalty in that shit, man. It's about that bag.
NBA's lit. Isaiah Thomas signed to the Suns for a little deal. Because he wasn't getting offers. DeMarcus Cousins is a warrior.
What a clown.
Smart move. Great move. Clown. Great fucking move for him.
Yeah, most
great move for him.
I don't know if he fits in, though, man. What you think?
He might not fit in, but it's great for the simple fact that he's still got that Achilles injury, so he don't got to come back.
He don't got to play.
You know what I'm saying? He don't got to rest.
If he was
playing for somebody else, come on, we need you.
Yeah.
Nah, definitely. You good.
You chill.
You good, bro. We're going to get 60 wins, and then you come back. So,
that's a good move, that.
Smart move for him.
We're going to have a party on the 25th. We'll get details out about that, so be on the lookout for that.
It's going down, you motherfuckers. Man.
If you fuck with us, come on. Any artist that wants to just come on and do a little performance or something, let us know.
Right, we like an open mic type joint.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just come rock some beat. Yeah.
You know?
Fuck it.
If you fuck with us.
No official word on the venue.
We have a couple of places we're trying to decide the better deal.
Yeah.
But the date is 25th. Yep.
And if you're fucking with us, that means you paying the fee.
Yeah, come in. Don't be asking to get in.
Come on, man. Put up to the cost.
All right. So, yeah. Be on the lookout for that.
Just got that Jesse James beat in the evening. Just kidding.
That's it. Say Cheese had, I seen their little pop-up in Alabama. He's having like a pop-up shop type of thing.
Oh, yeah. He's coming back through here.
Coming to Seattle. I hit him up. I was like, you know, we got to be a part of that.
Yeah, I hit him too.
Yep.
Yeah. God.
When I got out to Dallas, I hit him, but he wasn't in town.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You guys had him on here, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had dope.
Yeah, that was a good one. Mm-hmm. Go check out that interview. I think it was episode 10. Mm-hmm. All major platforms. Shout out to the network. Digital Soapbox. And yeah.
Talked about Drake's album on here since it came out?
No, you want to talk about it real quick?
You don't fuck with Drake.
It's a great workout album.
You like it? It's a great workout album?
He has cuts on that album.
I ain't heard this.
It's a good album. Yeah. It's a good album.
I don't like it.
Oh my God. What'd you do? Listen to it once?
No, I listened to it literally when I.
You
when
don't
I,
like when, it? I can name you like.
When I listen to something,
songs.
If I'm going to listen to an album, I'm listening to it all the way through like at least 5 times in a row off top.
And this nigga's so filthy. This is Mob
No, he's
type, def- right?
He's
this
definitely got cuts,
so
though.
This is a Mob Deep. Like that, this though. Is a Mob Deep sample.
He's definitely
Which
got cuts,
Which is why it's monetized, but...
Was it, Shook One? That's what it sounds like.
That's probably my favorite joint that I've heard so far.
He makes good
No, he makes
music.
Good music, but I this just don't like the project album. As a whole, but he's got, like, a couple
Views,
songs I fuck with.
Views came out, and it took me a long time to get into Views, but I finally did.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, More Life had already came out, so I didn't fuck with More Life. It was just too much.
It was too much,
I didn't listen to it at all.
I didn't listen to it either.
I didn't listen to it at all. This is a good album, and it didn't really take me long to get into it. This nigga has cuts on this album.
I just need to get into it.
Yeah, I'm going to show you some songs.
I fuck with this joint, though.
Yeah.
I requested one for the pet peeves, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, tea time. All right, LeBron James opens an I Promise school in Akron, Ohio. I love LeBron. You already know.
LeBron is everything I would be if I was a billionaire.
James's I Promise school opened recently to serve low-income and at-risk students in his hometown. I Promise will feature longer school days, a non-traditional school year, and a greater access to the school, its facilities, and its teachers during downtime for students. LeBron's I Promise public school... Also, they'll do job placement. They'll also offer, job placement and GED training for parents, an on-site food bank, bike and helmet for every student, and guarantees free college tuition to the University of Akron if they graduate. Is LeBron the off-the-court GOAT now? And does this help his legacy on the court? This is what niggas should be doing.
Facts.
Yeah, everybody.
What the fuck? This is facts. Exactly what you niggas should be doing.
And he shouldn't be doing it alone.
That's what I'm saying.
You know
why
what I'm saying? Why is he doing this alone?
Right.
I mean,
he did make his $1 billion, yeah. I heard.
But still, but like, still. All the niggas that got millions, bro.
No, they should at least be contributing.
Bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. You niggas want to kneel for injustice and shit. Nigga, we should be starting banks and giving out loans and...
Right.
Come on, what are we doing?
What the fuck? Seriously.
We got niggas in position.
Yeah, exactly.
LeBron's that nigga, though.
And hopefully everyone follows suit, seriously.
He's that nigga.
Yeah, and then you got niggas like Jordan building jails and shit. It's like, come on, man.
Right.
That was false.
Look it.
Was
it? So... I was going to say, I don't know if it was confirmed to be true or not, but false. I don't know if it was false or not. The same person, people that told me it was true, was the same people
who told me it was false. Yeah.
You don't fucking know. I don't know.
So for now, nigga, you did that shit.
There's a little truth.
Has Jordan built a school? I'm sure he's doing something.
Nah, Jordan, he done built some hospitals.
He finally built a little community.
I think he built a hospital somewhere.
The biggest scam.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So anyways, but, no, I don't know what he's doing. I'm just saying.
But I want people to stop saying, like, how can you hate on LeBron now? Because I don't think nobody hates on LeBron
because of
as a humanitarian, you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, people got to understand, when you're a fan of a team or a player or whatever, somebody's going to hate that nigga because that's just what it is for sports. You're not supposed to like that. I'm not going to like LeBron. Yeah. I mean, now he's a Laker. But if he wasn't a Laker, nigga, fuck LeBron on the court. But off the court, fuck, no, this nigga... It's all my respect.
Yeah.
So no, it don't help his legacy on the court.
I wouldn't nigga dick.
Nah, it don't.
I wouldn't get
but
a
off
fuck
the court.
What? Look at
off the
Duke
court.
Motherfucker did not.
He's the fucking GOAT.
So you don't. You're not a LeBron fan.
Nah.
Hell no.
Fuck with Kobe.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah,
I fuck
with
Kobe.
See that? It's crazy.
No.
Because people fuck with Kobe, they don't fuck with LeBron.
No,
yeah.
But listen.
Weird.
But listen, no. I wasn't always that way because out of high school, I fucked with the LeBron. I fucked with him, bro. I swear to God, I was rooting for the Cavs to win versus the Spurs.
And then he moved to Miami.
And then he moved to Miami. I'm like, fam, what are you doing?
Yeah, I guess.
That's true. But how come niggas can't like them both, though?
But he did, and that's how they feel.
No, I just don't like it just off of that. But I'll be the first to say that nigga LeBron did that shit. Or, you know what I'm saying? For sure.
Like, this nigga straight up weak.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I ain't that type of nigga. No.
That's what I don't like.
Yeah, I'm not.
I can't even respect a nigga like that.
You'll never hear me say LeBron is trash, bro.
Take you seriously.
Yeah.
That's just dumb. That's just.
I'll beat your ass.
Come on,
you don't have to like him, but you can't say he's weak. It's kind of like
exactly.
With Tupac and Biggie situation. Like, I'm a Tupac nigga, but I respect Biggie. I'm not gonna say he's weak. You feel
right,
me?
Right.
That's not. If I got a pick, then it's Pac all day.
But see, right, exactly. My thing is, I won't say he's weak, but I play basketball and I can, you know, so I could point out things like that he do wrong or like he should do, and people like, oh, you're hating. You're hating. I'm not hating, bro. Like, if you watch the game, like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously
you don't really
got to
go to move.
Right.
But see,
things
it's always
like that.
Easier from the sideline, though, when you're, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I'd be just amazed off the nigga playing so much. Like, nigga, how do you play 48 minutes full throttle? Nigga, I can't even run up the court for 2 minutes.
So R. Kelly releases a 19-minute song titled I Admit. R. Kelly posted a 19-minute track, I Admit. To SoundCloud, singing about his battles and troubles from allegations that he sexually abused women to his illiteracy and to being sexually assaulted as a child himself. He also sings about loving older and young ladies and says his alleged victims were willing participants in his escapades. So should the black community disown R. Kelly or just accept the fact R. Kelly is going to be R. Kelly? I heard the funniest thing. Someone said, I didn't know R. Kelly was legally allowed to make music still.
Fuck.
That's hella funny, right?
So, I haven't heard this song.
Me neither. I don't need to hear
frankly,
it.
Frankly, I wasn't going to go. I was going
to
listen. I was like, let me go see what this nigga's talking about. Just because.
It doesn't matter.
But then they said it was like 19 minutes. I was like, nigga, nah.
But Trapped in the Closet was like a fucking day long, and everyone listened to it.
But that's because you have visual.
Yeah, I was about to say
but
that.
But you don't know? His songs are like that. He could have visual in this 90. Oh, you had visual.
No, I'm saying it was an actual, to
but
watch it.
Oh, okay. I listened to it, too.
No, I mean, I never listened to it.
Yeah, I listened to it. But...
I listened to it.
But that shit was fire. But anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's R. Kelly. I'm sure it's fine.
But I'm sure the song is probably dope as fuck. Like,
I don't need to hear that you like little fucking girls. We all fucking know you're a fucking creep and you can't fucking read or write. I've known that he couldn't read or write for like a decade. And I don't think people were like believing
me. I never knew he couldn't read or write.
Someone told me and they were a fan. I was like, wow. That's why I respected him more, just because I'm like, damn, when you look at his catalog of work,
right,
for him to not be able to read or write, but
he does all the beats.
But still, it's like, okay, you're a fucking creep, dog.
You're a creep.
But he's been a creep since Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Niggas just brushed that shit off.
The nigga, like, the homie.
Like, she was like, what, 14, 15?
Yeah, who the fuck was it? Somebody posted the picture of that single cover.
Yeah.
For AJ Nothing But a Number.
Yeah.
And I never noticed that was R. Kelly in the cut.
Yeah.
I'm like, this nigga's a creep.
That was
wrote
bitch.
This song for this
that
young ass, bro.
She was like 16, 15, right?
He wrote that album, didn't he?
Yeah.
So that's why he titled it that, so niggas could, he can AJ put that in your mind.
Like, off top. He was really singing that.
Yeah.
That's the slap. Wow.
What was her dad at? What did her dad have to say?
Shit, I heard that they was good with it.
I heard her parents, signed her off. They were married or some shit.
Yeah, signed her over and shit.
Yeah, that nigga paid them. He paid them off for sure.
He's been doing that shit. Look at.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, you've been on that, bro.
He's been on that.
We should have had this apology.
I don't need to hear.
10 years ago.
And is it an apology? It just sounds like a confession.
Yeah.
He probably didn't even really confess to the real shit, though. He probably just talked about the bitches that was in the sex craze.
I don't need to hear about it. I don't need to hear it. I don't know if I can hear it. We'll see. Trayvon Martin, 6-part documentary is airing. Jay-Z, of course. No, I'm just kidding. Let me stop. We'll be producing the project in partnership with Paramount Pictures. Part one of the documentary just aired on BET. Twist. Zimmerman is in court for stalking charges. He allegedly stalked and threatened documentary crew trying to find out what they were going to put in the new series. He sent 40 threatening text messages and phone calls to the crew. Also threatened to feed one person to an alligator. So, why has someone been knocked that nigga off?
Should have been shot this nigga, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro.
I haven't seen it. I would definitely want to watch it. I definitely think Trayvon Martin and Mike Brown, those two especially, really touched everybody. I was saying about how Jay-Z's fun. He's always, I feel like he'd be exploiting that shit.
Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Come on. You know.
you seen that Khalif Browder story that he did?
Yeah, that he did.
Yeah, that was dope too.
Yeah.
I watched this joint last night. It's pretty cool.
All the dead niggas. Let me stop because I love Jay-Z and Beyonce. But
did you hear the recording? Like when he called the police?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was sad. Yeah. You heard that?
Yeah, they played it last night when I watched the shit. And the thing is, too, where it should really be thrown out is when they told him don't follow him.
Like, told nigga, so him you do you not follow him. Him.
Yeah, that right there is just enough for me.
How did he get off?
You guys remember that shit? It was all in. All that shit was out. Everyone knew that. That's why that shit was crazy when he got found not guilty.
And then somebody else just got hit in Florida off the same stand your ground rule.
Right.
And got off.
Yeah. Disrespectful.
Was yelling at the dude's wife in the car, threatening her. The dude just pushed him. Pulled out his thing. Yeah, yeah.
No respect. That was sad.
Shit.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
definitely watch
peace.
It.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it.
Okay. Yeah. That's tea time. We're going to do music next. So, I'm going to do Lewis and Clark by Tay Money.
Is this sleeper?
You get on my nerves. If you guys listen to the last episode, this nigga does not know.
Does not know the
order of the show. It's been the same shit for a year. He be skipping shit. All right, thought of the day.
Don't you fucking judge me.
No. Thought of the day.
Players fuck up.
Hell yeah.
Your shirt on backwards. Player.
Like a shoes on the wrong feet.
Lewis and Clark. Lewis and Clark. It's so wet. I know what it are. Know what it are. He trying to cook.
He trying to cook.
Why don't you start? Why don't you start? Ran out with your shit. I'm going for yards. I'm going for yards.
I give him back, just say pretty please. I'm taking your man, he asked for my digits. I'm killing the game, and y'all is my witness. I'm just getting started, you know I ain't finished, bitch. He talking shit, I probably curve. Can't fuck with no regular, no you done hurt. I need me a me, they turn into fiends. Just one time, you know my head mean. Dumb mean, I know you used to them ain't shit hoes, but don't come over here with that motherfucking bullshit.
Lewis and Clark,
Puss away, and I know what a R, know what a R.
He trying to cook.
Why don't you start?
When I put your shit,
I'm going for yards, I'm going for yards.
So that was Tay Money. So I like her because, you know, usually white rappers, white girl rappers.
Oh, she's white.
Right. Okay. Have that annoying ass voice. Right. I fuck with her. She's from Dallas, though. I think,
you're really big on voices. Son.
Definitely.
Nigga voice.
I don't give a fuck what you're saying. If your voice, that's why I can't fuck with Boosie.
Boosie bad ass.
I cannot listen to him too much. But I get why people like him, but I just can't. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, and I think that's one of Sean Khan's artists. I'll have to check on that. I don't want to start rumors.
Yeah, he been getting niggas signed.
Yep. What song you got?
I was laughing at Overly Dedicated the other day at work. Kendrick Lamar's. It was so dope. Okay. I just wanted to play.
Was he in Power? He was in Power the last episode. Yeah. He had a cool little part. Yeah,
he did that. Yeah, he definitely need to
that
add
more. Funny.
For real. He was too good at that
bro,
shit.
Bro, I really
nigga.
Thought the nigga was a crackhead.
He was good.
I didn't even recognize him at first, and then it dawned on me. I'm like, oh, that's Kendrick.
I seen him. I recognized him immediately and how he was talking. It sounded like how he rapped.
Raps, yeah.
I was like, this fucking, that's why I was like, is that
let
him?
Me get a Lucy. That nigga's so funny. Yeah, but I wanted to play Kendrick Lamar. Opposites attract.
Love people that hurt us, hurt people that love us. Love people, I'm inspired. So get inspired. And so he said, why you gotta be so kind-hearted? Why you couldn't be a kind artist? Why you couldn't be mischievous or just a little devious the moment that we first started? Why you never asked for nothing, just a little time? Why you let me use yours, cause I don't got mines? Why you always lift me up when I'm completely giving up? And when niggas holler, what's up, you give a dry response. Why you giving me your last knowing you ain't got it? Why you always buy me something when you going shopping? Why you tell me that you love me? Why you always thinking of me? Want my company rather than going club hopping? Why you treating my mama like she your mama too? Why you making promises that you'll forever do? Whatever just to make me happy, wanting us to have a family. These are exactly the reasons why I cheat on you sometimes.
We hurt people that love us, love people that hurt us. Hurt people that love us, love people that hurt us. Hurt people that love us, love people that hurt us. Hurt people that love us, love people that hurt us. Sometimes I feel we share nothing in common, it ain't fair. But where do we seem to fall? Where do we seem to fall? Tender love and care. Once upon a time, once upon a time, we was there.
And so she said, why you gotta be so mean to me? Why you don't know what you mean to me? Why you
that song's so filthy.
That
me.
Was nice. I like that.
So that was Opposites Attract.
Right. Did he come out with an album or something?
K-Dub?
Mm-hmm. What song is that from? Oh,
that was from Overly Dedicated.
Is it an old
yeah,
album?
Yeah, old album, yeah. It was before.
I didn't really fuck with K-Dub.
That nigga catalog before Good Kid, Mad City. Oof.
Man.
Yeah. All right. It's our guest time.
Guest time.
All right. So we have Jesse James with us.
Jesse
Woo!
James. Yeah. It's your time, nigga.
You're from Seattle?
Yeah, man. I'm from Seattle, Washington.
And how old are you?
Man. What's your stage age?
Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I'm 35. I just turned 35. You feel me? So, yeah, I'm a little on the, I'm an OG. You feel me?
Yeah, dang, I hate when people come on and are older than me.
Yeah, man. It's a blessing, though, the way niggas is dropping these days. You feel me?
No, so, really.
Speak on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in the music world, it's kind of, you know, I mean, I guess I'm on the older side, but I just look at it, man. It's a blessing every day to be here, and I'm thankful. And I'm dope, too, so I don't give a fuck.
Hip-hop is the only genre that got an age cap. Like, niggas be acting real weird when niggas be older. But if the niggas gassing you, what's the conversation about?
And also, too, I feel like if you're... like looking for a deal, maybe, like if you're looking for some for a label to sign you or something, you gotta kind of worry about that. But I mean, if you got your own funds, if you build your own land, you know what I'm saying, you do your own shit, can't nobody tell you. This nigga's, I can't remember the dude's name, but he's old from like Houston or something. What's the nigga's name? Lil Kiki or not, or something. One of the dudes, he just came out with this song and shit. He got a name, but I'm just saying, he's still doing it and he's old.
Right. Like
now they say, what, 40's a new 30, 30's a new 20 or whatever, you feel me? So, I mean, really, in that range, I'm 25 then, fuck it.
Right.
I'm 31, so I'm not far behind you. Okay. What is Cream Team?
Cream Team is a label me and my brother from another mother, Barry Bucks. We started this shit probably about 10 years ago, man, and we just been running with it, pushing and shit, so, yeah.
Shout out to that nigga Barry, man.
Mm-hmm. Man, he still, you know, come on, man, he be down here teaching shit up, fucking with intellect.
We're gonna get Barry up in here, put Barry on the list.
Yeah. Barry on the list, I'm making a list of potential guests. Mm-hmm. Gotta figure out what's coming on. Barry,
B-A-R-I-B-U-X.
who else is a part of it?
Just me and Jabari me and Barry right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We working on it, though. We going to build. It's about time to start building this shit, so it's all good.
And your name, that's your name, Jesse James? That's your real name?
Nah, that's not
name?
My government.
Oh, okay.
My name is James.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got my name from my cousin Emperor P, rest in peace. He gave me my name, like, a long time ago when I first started rapping.
Mm-hmm.
He was just, you know, a wild nigga from the West, and you feel me? I said it one time in a song, and he was like, man, yeah, that should be your rap name. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Like, a little ring to it, you feel me? So I just ran with it, man.
Shout out to you guys that get your nicknames handed to you or gifted to you.
Who was it that was on here? Like, oh, so you gave yourself a cool name.
Nothing beyond niggas, man.
Yeah, okay. Names are important these days, man. They really are.
So when did you first start doing music?
Shit, it's been probably about 15 years, I would say. Probably a little longer than that. Shit, I used to sit back and I listened to Pac and Bone and E-40 and shit, you know. And I used to sit back and write down their lyrics. And I would rap them. I don't know why. I would just rap them to myself and to friends and shit. And, you know, and then next thing you know, I'm like, shit, man, let me go ahead and try to write my own. You feel me? And shit, from the first time I ever wrote something, it kind of sounded dope. You feel me? Motherfuckers was like, yeah, man.
How old were you, you said?
Shit, I probably was about 15 or something like that.
Okay, do you remember your first rap?
No, I sure don't.
Do you remember an old rap?
I wish I did.
One of your first couple, you know?
Nah,
no?
I sure don't.
It'd be funny to me when people remember
that. Means I forgot better shit than you ever thought of.
Exactly. I'd be having a hard time remembering my new shit, so I definitely don't.
I forgot better shit than you ever thought of. I like that.
That's the sound of Kanye, even though we ain't fucking with Kanye. Right.
So funny.
But,
okay.
So you mentioned like Pac, Bone.
I was gonna say.
Who else were like, yeah. We on it.
I mean, yeah, the people who I named, I mean, you know, like I said, Pac, Bone, E-40. I was real, real West Coast with it.
I would say super West Coast. You sound hella, like, even I hear a little Nipsey, but I know Nipsey's.
Yeah.
We were rapping before Nipsey, huh?
Me?
Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. Shit,
yeah. Yeah. Come on, man. I mean, I've been in this, man. Yeah,
exactly. But I'm saying that's OG. Like, sounding like West Coast, though.
West Coast?
I'm saying you sound real West Coast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, you talking about my music or?
Your music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think my music is,
Versatile.
Honestly, when I listen to
maybe
it,
maybe it's just your voice. Maybe
he could just do
rap.
He do whatever, man. He just ride the beat, however.
Exactly.
Maybe honestly. I need to listen to more too. Then.
Yeah.
So what I heard was
Okay. Yeah. You don't even remember what you heard, huh?
Mm-mm.
Look, see. Mm-hmm. She ain't heard that. She like the guy. What
I heard. I heard a little Nipsey when I heard it.
Oh, okay. Oh, you might have heard that that made for this song. Then that's a newer song. I kind of, well, even if you didn't hear it, I kind of got some. I kind of got some inspiration from Nipsey when I was writing that song. My cadence is kind of, I don't know, I kind of just channeled him. Sometimes I'll do that. I'll hear a beat and it kind of reminds me of somebody else. So I'll just kind of channel him a little bit. You feel me? So,
right.
Yeah. That comes from that ability as a kid.
Yeah. Just listen to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like a chameleon or whatever you want to call it with that shit.
That's dope. That's how you got to be, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I just take a lot of my favorite artists. Take their inspiration and mix it in the pot with my shit, and there you go, you got me.
How do you like the artists in Seattle?
I mean, I think there's definitely a good a good a fair amount of dope rappers.
Making him pass the torch. You don't even smoke like that. Can you pass the torch?
Yeah, I think there's a fair amount of dope rappers out here, you know. I'm kind of waiting for somebody to get on that, like, I kind of fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, because you got Macklemore, Lil Mosey's taking off, you know, so makes a lot, of course. But, oh, yeah, my nigga Raz Simone, man, shout out to him and all this shit. But, yeah, that's right. That's one of the guys that I kind of, you know what I'm saying, see myself closer to. I like seeing anybody win, but niggas like my niggas. You feel me? It's like, okay. Nigga taking it to a different level. Nigga all in Bangkok or wherever the fuck niggas is at. Right. You know what I'm saying? Taking it to a next level. Shout out Jay Park, too, man, and that Higher Music shit. Putting that together. But, yeah, man, there's some niggas taking off from the town, man. I just want niggas to keep working, man. I want to see everybody shine.
How do you feel about these top 10 lists that be popping up on Facebook, like, every other day? Like,
oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was thinking about that the other day. It's kind of like... it doesn't really mean nothing. I remember probably like, just say a couple years ago, probably about 4 years ago, I wasn't really on my shit at the time. And niggas used to make these lists and I would never be on them, you know? And I'm like, it didn't bother me though, but I'm just like, okay, I'm not putting out enough stuff for niggas to really, you know, be in niggas' mind or whatever. Right. So then over the last couple years, I start seeing myself in a bunch of these lists and shit. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, that's dope. But at the same time, it's like, niggas ain't getting no deals off this shit.
I was
about
to say, it don't mean shit.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, niggas ain't, it don't mean nothing. Plus, it's a lot of favoritism. You know, like,
right.
Like it be just like niggas saying they homeboys and shit. You
right.
Know? I'm like, that's cool. You got a love for your homeboy and shit, but I'm just saying, be honest. That's the problem. Niggas don't tell their niggas the real. You right. Know what I'm saying? Niggas putting them on a top 10 list.
Like, I ain't never heard of none of them niggas half the time.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm not saying you got to, I have to be the hurt of you for you to be somebody, but
facts,
damn. Like,
period.
Nigga, it's just like this shit. And then sometimes I go check them niggas out, and I'm like, oh, nah, bro. I don't see how you got in that. You know, that's definitely some favoritism from whoever made that list.
It was like, I think I probably went and checked out one dude from one of them lists, and he turned out to be dope.
Yeah.
But that's far and few between.
Yeah, most sure. Yeah, it's weird to me. I think niggas just be
well,
bored.
Well, at least post them on the list, and then post their fucking music.
Post a link, yeah.
Post a link of their song. You guys don't even, that's not support, you know? Like, fuck out of here.
Exactly. We about to have a session.
You guys don't share anyone's shit. You guys don't even...
Yo.
But they're your favorites and shit. I've never seen you share their shit ever.
Never.
Fuck out of here. Fucking annoying shit. You said what? We're gonna have a what?
A session with just gonna slap music on live. That's the hot thing right now.
Right. Have you? Are there any artists that you haven't collabed with yet that you want to?
From Seattle.
Yeah.
I think I would say somebody I wanted to always collab with was Nacho Picasso. Mm-hmm. I fuck with the Moore Gang, all them guys, you know what I'm saying? Camden Mack, he's like my cousin and shit, so, you know, we definitely got to work. And, yeah, Gab, I want to work with the whole Moore Gang.
Moore Gang.
Who else, man? Yeah, man. I don't know. I've worked with a lot of niggas, though. You feel me? So,
yeah.
I mean, either on their shit or them being on mine, so, yeah.
We got a fire song with my nigga Huey.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Huey P, man.
That shit's nasty. Shout out that bitch ass nigga.
What about non-local artists that you're
man,
doing something
with? Shit. I want to do a song, like, if somebody asked me what would be my biggest feature that I would really want to do, I would say a joint with Chris Brown. That's something that I've
that
really
would
wanna,
be dope.
Yeah.
T-Pain too. I don't know. It's just something about
Chris Brown would be dope.
Yeah, my favorite music is like hip hop R&B type shit. You feel me? I like the vibes of this shit.
Mine too.
Yeah.
I feel you. Mm-hmm.
Mine's Chris gospel. Brown. Y'all can't tell.
Here's gospel trap.
You fucking with that new Snoop Dogg gospel? Obviously got that Snoop in the car.
Okay, see? Picks. He got cuts. It's not because he's. It's not like he's on every track. It's not like he's Kirk Franklin and he's on there. Right.
Yeah. Come on.
You know? That would have really fucking bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
So
if he was always saying
he
for Shizzle.
Classics and shit. Yeah. You know, or had a rap on every song.
Praise
fuck
the
Mizzle.
Get the fuck off it.
I heard that joint he did at the award show. I think Charlie Wilson or somebody was on. It was dope though.
So is rap the only thing you do right now?
As far as music?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rap and write, you know, songwriting for people and shit. And yeah, I ain't got into producing yet. I want to do that soon, though.
What do you think? Because we got to ask everybody this. Is the current state of hip-hop in Seattle? And what do you think needs to happen for it to either get better or...
I think, I mean, like everybody said. Yeah, niggas need
didn't
to
you already talk about that a little bit?
No.
No? You should ask it around that time. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean, basically, niggas just need to come together. That's what we all know, but niggas ain't doing it. You know, it's like...
That's what everyone's...
It's come together, yeah.
Yeah, that's
niggas ain't coming together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Weirdos.
Niggas are definitely weirdos.
I want
weirdos.
You niggas to know you're fucking weird. Stay the fuck away from me.
Bro,
you keep your
this
weird
is the thing. This is my
kids.
Thing with niggas, bro. Pretty much everybody that do music that's in the whatever realm of people's minds,
yeah.
We all follow each other. Mm-hmm. Everybody all follows each other. Mm-hmm. When a nigga drop a song, there's no reason why a nigga shouldn't have 50 shares from music artists alone.
Yeah.
And niggas gotta realize that just a simple share, even though it could potentially only get one person to listen to that shit, nigga, that's one fucking listen.
Hell yeah. And
period.
They're gonna tell somebody and it's gonna spread, and you feel me?
Bro, simple as that.
Yeah.
Simple
especially
as that.
Especially if it's really the cut. Like, okay, if you don't fuck with it,
share it still. Bro,
really?
If I don't fuck with it, I'm sharing it, bro, because somebody might fuck with it.
I don't know.
Because my style of music
that's
and what
really
I like is different.
My job. Yeah. But I know a lot of times if you like some shit and you're just like kind of hating, like, like, you know, that shit was filthy.
See,
you're hating.
Yeah, yeah, niggas be out there. Yeah.
Yeah, like you fuck with it and you still don't share or whatever.
Or niggas comment like, that shit's dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like yeah.
Okay, nigga, now share it.
Yeah,
it's not hard.
Nigga.
But I'm not about to just be
doing
every motherfucker song. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's true, cause I mean they say I mean, I used to do that, but then also motherfuckers like, man, you need to stop doing that because then people are going to stop believing in your judgment. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'll post
for
some
real?
Shit I ain't even heard and put the fire emojis on it or something.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? And then niggas will probably hear
for
that.
Real.
Niggas will hear that shit and probably be like, what the fuck is this nigga thinking? You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I got good taste in music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I did that and then went back and heard the shit later. I'm like, oh, man, what? Why did I do that?
Oh, God, I be doing that. This is fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes what I'll do is I'll share. If it's my nigga, I'll just share the shit, and I probably won't comment or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I won't put
it.
I'll just share it.
No caption.
Or be like, haven't listened to it, but check it out. No, I'm just kidding.
Or my nigga just dropped some new shit, Pete.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, pretty exactly. Much. It's my nigga. Oh.
That's my nigga.
So what's the next thing that you have going on? Or a next project coming out? Do you have a show, event, something? What?
I got a project I'm working on. It's called Supernova.
It's gonna be filthy.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope, man.
It's epic title and shit.
Yeah, like I read up on that shit and what it really means. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay, that's kind of some dope shit. You feel me? And then I got a couple features on there. I got Mozzie on there. I got Kevin Gates. I got Tory Lanez. Who else? I got.
Do people say you look like Tory Lanez?
Yeah, I have heard that before. That's funny though.
I wasn't gonna say that.
That's funny.
But Nelly always seems to say the things that I would have said.
Yeah,
oops.
Man. Shout out to Tory, man. But I got a couple. I got Rap Simone on there. Avatar. You know, as far as local features, I got King Lee's on
there.
It's
gonna be a good little party.
Huey P, of course, my bro, man. You know, yeah, we. Man, it's gonna be a dope
another
album.
One with y'all. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, definitely send us some stuff.
Most definitely.
So we can play it on.
How do you feel about this collection of music? I'm sorry, this
no,
is.
You're fine.
How do you feel about this collection of music that you're making right now? As far as everything that you've made before.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely in my bag right now. Like, I kind of reach new heights all the time. You feel me? I be like sometimes I won't write because it's crazy, but I don't write as much as I should write. You feel me? But when I do write, I took like a month or two off from writing or whatever, and then I'll go back and write some shit. And I feel at the beginning, I feel like I lost it or something, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm gonna be rusty. Then I come with some shit. I'm like, damn, this is just a God-given talent. You feel me? Like, it's like riding a bike. You feel me?
We put these words together.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
I be the millionaire. I do this.
Yeah,
man,
everything.
Damn.
Oh, on everything. That should be feeling good, though.
That should do feel good. What you like, nigga, I said that?
Yeah, straight up. Yeah, you know, when you write something, you like, woo. Like, you got her laughing at it or something, you feel me?
You like, niggas gonna love this one.
Oh, man, come on. Yeah.
Do you ever battle rap?
Nah. I mean, like, back in the days, I used to, like, freestyle in the corner with niggas and outside of the club. But it wasn't really like battle rap, you know, like not dissing niggas and shit. It was just who's the dopest.
Yeah,
I used to chop niggas. There's so many niggas that'll tell you stories like back in the days. They'd be like, man, I was coming out the club. I just heard somebody rapping and I went around the corner and this nigga was over there gassing. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, okay. Yeah.
You one of them niggas that get drunk in the club and freestyle all over the beats?
Oh, man, come on, man. We done did that shit so many times. I don't do it no more, though.
I did that so many times. I hate when I'm in the car with somebody and they're fucking freestyling over a song or some shit. Like, shut the fuck up.
Hell yeah.
You know niggas lit when he start doing that. I'm making my own song. Fuck this song. I done did that shit all the time.
That's annoying. Well, you have to come to our show. It's not a fucking show.
No.
It's a party.
He's in the show we're hosting. DJ Bankhead, Running Through the Six show on the 17th.
Yeah, on August 17th. It's a dope-ass lineup.
What are we all seeing?
I'm like, damn, they like it.
It's a local show, talent showcase.
What day of the week is that?
It's Saturday.
A talent showcase?
Not a talent showcase, but a local showcase.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jesse James, Mafia D, Frenchie. Who else is in that show?
Is that Contour?
Yeah. Is that Hard Rock Cafe.
What? On the 17th? What time? That's like coming up.
Yeah,
it's coming. I was gonna book a flight to Oakland for that weekend.
You ain't going.
Wow. Good thing you said something. For real. I was just looking at I was gonna leave.
Oh yeah, my bad.
Cool. Perfect.
I be booking shit.
Yeah.
We doing it.
I be going in my area. But yeah, he getting that. So, you know. Cool. Okay. So what the fuck? I asked you what you had going on.
Yeah, I didn't get to that part,
okay,
man.
Sorry about that. You got talking about the album.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
But yeah, I'll be there, man, on the 17th, man. Come fuck with us. It's going to be a dope-ass show. Yeah, Mac told you a couple people that's going to be on there.
I'm shouting this nigga shit out.
I think Cammy Too Cold is on there, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It was a dope lineup.
I fuck with Cammy, a little Mighty Mouse ass.
Yeah, she was just on that, what was that last night? DJ K5, that little song review thing they be doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was on there.
I went on that shit. That shit was popping.
The one where you guys were laughing at people's songs?
Yeah.
I want to go on that.
I think me and Huey got the most views.
Because you guys are fucking assholes.
Ryan, bro. I got to go back and see the video.
And when he's saying it, he's like, hey, they can see you. Or if he was saying something, he's like, hey, we're just... You know, whatever he was saying, like, niggas, they can see you, niggas, like, you guys are just laughing, like, for real, we're about to do
that. Yeah, that's what I was saying, too. And then they got it, I don't know if when you guys was on there, was it to where the music plays and then whatever's going on the show is, like, quiet? Because at first they used to play the music, and if you guys were talking, you could hear you guys talking over
here. Now they don't hear it. Now they don't hear it.
But you can still see them, though. Yeah. Oh. And niggas be talking all over the shit. I'm like, oh, man. they played my joint last night, too, and they was talking for a little bit, but they was listening.
Like, niggas gotta listen.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because you'll fuck around and miss something just for talking for a quick second and shit. But,
I hate when niggas do that. I'm gonna play you a song. Just take it 3 minutes, bro. Don't say shit.
Straight up. Yeah.
I'm immediately like, oh no, don't like his voice. I can tell when I like a song like that.
I think you like my rap voice.
Yeah.
Like rap voice.
It might be weird for me.
Damn,
I wouldn't have to know it was you.
Man, what's going on with you? Man, you ain't rapping no more, man. What's going on?
I know,
he's about to get on the mixtape.
You gotta start being like Big Tigger, man. When you get niggas in here, you gotta bust with them, man. You gotta rap.
I know.
Okay, this is the thing. A couple of times I really felt compelled to just like spit, but I was like, nah, because then if I spit some cold shit, I don't wanna like take away from that nigga's moment. You know what I'm saying? I don't wanna take away from his moment because I'll fuck around and say some shit in it. Yeah. And then niggas be like, that nigga spit, but did you hear Max in it? But that's his shit.
It's your show. Who gives a fuck?
Whole episode.
Right.
It's your fucking show.
Exactly. Get
everyone that comes on here is a guest. Nigga.
Yeah, we trying to be in your house, nigga.
But we trying to, like, showcase you. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. This is your time. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. I'm here for you.
Showcase yourself, too.
I will. 25th. Yeah. Mac Bar is coming soon.
Are you about to get on the mic at the show?
Listen. Going down Mac Bar's 25th episode.
Oh, 25th episode, Mac Bars. Okay. I might do some Nelly bars.
I'm going to do one every 25 episodes.
Return of the Mac, man. That's what you're in color.
They're annoying.
NLA got a sample that beat for me.
You guys ready for games? Ready for some games?
Oh, yeah. It's game time. What time is it? Game time. Wait, can we get that? Can we please get that? What time is it? Game time.
What time is it?
Game time.
I can edit it and put in the edit.
I'm just saying, can we get that?
Yeah, my nigga. It's your show, nigga.
We want to give you a paper cut sometimes.
You guys, I got a big ass gash in my fucking leg right now. Fucking paper cut.
The fuck you do?
Kick through the fucking window.
I don't even want to know. name one thing. Name one thing you can't go to sleep without.
Man. I don't even know. I mean, I know a lot of niggas would probably say weed because they be smoking, but I don't smoke. I mean, shit, nigga, a pillow, shit. A blanket, goddamn it.
Pillow, nigga. Name one thing you add to every meal.
Sriracha.
Name one thing you need to start your day.
A prayer.
Name one thing you lied to your ex about.
Cheating. You lied that my you
ex.
Cheated?
Oh, my ex. I don't know. I don't really lie to my ex. I ain't got to... I don't know.
Well, did you lie to her? Like, did you lie to her about,
like, while y'all was together?
Yeah, cheating.
Cheating?
You told her that you did cheat or you told her that you didn't cheat?
I told her I didn't cheat. Oh, okay. Black men don't cheat, man, anyway, so...
That's yeah, they real just shit. Go to Bible study and shit, right?
That's real shit. Name one thing you've been in a fight over.
Some money.
That's a good reason.
Name one thing you lied about today to someone.
Damn, today... they don't know what today? They don't know what they don't know the day when we recorded this. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know if I told a lie today, man. I'm an honest guy, man.
Everyone lies.
I never lie.
I don't Everyone lie, lies. Nigga. I tell stories.
Yeah, for real.
Everyone lies.
I just stretch the truth a little bit.
Name one thing you purchased with the intent to return it.
It's always
a funny one. Outfit. Outfit for a photo shoot, man. You
somebody, that was the other answer. Yeah, that's what I said. Clothes for a photo shoot. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
For real.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Name one thing you sneak into a movie theater.
Candy.
Right.
Name one thing you can't stand that a girl does during sex. I should let you answer ask that one.
That she does during sex?
Yeah.
That's what you get.
If she got an ugly ass mom.
She got an ugly ass mom?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I hate when a bitch be moaning like I'm killing this shit. And I be like, I'm not even killing this shit.
You fake ass bitch.
Chill out, bro. Bitch, I know you, what I'm capable of. I ain't doing that. Yeah.
Talking about go deeper. Funny. Bitch, I'm balls deep. What you mean deeper, bitch?
Oh, my God.
If I go any deeper, you're going to be pregnant with me.
Bitch, put them legs up. I go deeper then.
Name one thing you do that other people might think is weird.
Shit.
That's a funny guy's question. Shit. I have to think about that one.
I don't know. I mean, shit,
well,
I,
you don't get to think about it. I'll say me, just in case I'm ever asked. But you have to answer it now.
It's all good. I don't know. I think somebody would... You have to talk to somebody who thinks something weird. I don't know. Shit. Maybe the way I laugh. I heard I got a weird-ass laugh, so I don't know.
I hear I got a weird-ass laugh. That's a good question. Okay. Would you rather be shot and never walk again? Or be the shooter or be the shooter and spend the next 25 years in prison?
God damn. You gotta answer that like it's some no plead the fifth shit.
Yep.
Man, I don't know, man, cause that's a shit. That's to me, that's kinda like a life sentence if you You know what I'm saying?
If you're not walking.
Yeah, if you're not walking, man, that's I've thought about that shit before. That's not... I mean, it makes me look at people who can't walk and keep continuing about their day. I look at them different. I'm like, God damn. Like, I'm like, if I was in this position, I don't know if I can go on. So, I don't know, man. I guess I'd have to say not walk, though, because, you know, to be able to see my daughter and my family and all that shit, so, yeah.
But that's for the rest of your life, 25 years. I mean, I can do 25. No, I'm just kidding.
I can't do 25 seconds in prison.
Man, what kind of prison?
Bro, prison is prison, bro. No, just the like, just the mentality, bro. I can't leave.
Minimum security.
I can't leave,
security.
Bro.
Yeah, I know.
Give me leave.
TV. It's gotta be like a fucking vacation.
Work feel like prison already.
Exactly.
And that's only for eight hours.
Yeah, like maybe if it was 10 years.
Not
I'd probably
walking
choose prison
is gonna fucking.
Maybe.
Yeah, I guess a 25. Yeah, that is long.
Not walking
that's
is cool.
I'll be in good ass shape.
Be mentally strong and shit. Then. meditated.
Okay. Okay. So you chose not to ever walk ever again.
Yeah.
That's cool. Have your girl in front or the back seat in a car full of homies?
Oh, front seat, man.
Yeah, niggas not playing that.
That's little nigga shit. When
hey, baby, can you send it back real quick? Some nigga. He's hella tall and shit.
I wish.
I feel
he's hella tall, baby. He can't. But he's sitting in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Wish your nigga would.
I love you.
Have her mind or her purse?
Her mind or her purse? I mean, shit, I would say her mind because, you know.
Then she gonna
mind,
give her
can,
purse.
Like yeah, I mean, yeah.
Purse is on the way.
It's limitless. You can do whatever you want once you got the mind, so.
Right? Romantic or rough sex?
Shit, man. Rough. I have to go with rough.
Only be allowed to do foreplay with hands or mouth? There are a lot of sexual questions.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me.
I say, man, mouth, man. You know, I mean, not on anybody. But, you know, my girl.
For yourself, too, though. You know, if a girl could only do with her hands or her mouth.
Oh, shit, yeah.
She better have some cold mouth.
Yeah, for real.
Be disappointed.
Exactly, yeah, I say mouth, man. Yeah.
Backwood or Swisher, you don't smoke?
Nah. But I used to smoke Swishers, though, when I did smoke.
Yeah, everyone did. Remember that, you fucking
I'll answer that for you. Backwoods or Swishers, if there's only 1 gram left in the world, going with a Swisher. Because you get a backwood, and it's fucked up and got holes in it, you ain't...
Yeah.
Remember, that Swisher gonna be on point.
Remember them Garcia Vegas niggas? Do they make them motherfuckers anymore?
They still
Garcia
yeah,
nigga.
Okay.
I probably smoked out of them things like once or twice.
80s rap or 90s R&B? If you're stuck on an island.
90s R&B.
Can only watch Fresh Prince or Martin for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's tough. Shit. I'd say... Probably Martin, man, just because, y'all know, all them people he played and shit, you know what I'm saying?
I never watched the Martin reboot. I just
it came
realized.
Out?
Didn't it come out? The Martin reboot? No, well, it's not yet? Okay, I was about to say.
We talked about it hella ago.
So
you talking about, like, with the new, I mean.
The Martin, new one.
Yeah, not reruns, like a new
no,
one.
No, a new
Oh,
season.
That's dope.
Yeah.
They're talking about doing Living Single, too.
Okay. Ooh. lose ability to see color or lose ability to smell?
I'd say probably see color because I feel like you got to smell.
Yeah,
smell
what the
just,
fuck?
That's just not, I mean, that's weird. You know what I'm saying?
Your house on fire, you can't smell it.
Nothing, just, you know.
Shit, you fucked.
I can't see anyway, so. name the first thing. Name the first thing you do when your girl is on her way over. Wash your ass?
I mean, yeah, if I haven't washed it yet, I mean, shit. You know, of course. Yeah.
First thing you do when the police get behind you? He doesn't smoke. So, I feel like that's a smoker question.
Get nervous.
Or if you don't have... if you don't have...
I mean, I don't know. It's just something about the police, man. Like, when I got off the freeway here, the police was like... about to be behind me. There was one car behind me, and I'm like, I'm legit. I ain't been smoking. I, you know, a lot of shit. So I don't really got nothing to worry about. But I just still get nervous every single time.
It's warranted,
right. It's just,
though, bro.
It's just
the time.
Natural. Exactly. Yeah. Fuck the police.
It's the time.
First thing you buy when you walk in the store.
And what, like a convenience store or like a clothing store or like what?
Like a corner store.
Corner store. So usually I get some water, man.
First thing. You would buy if you hit the lotto.
shit. Probably my mama's house, definitely.
First thing you say when you wake up and your girl is holding your phone.
The fuck you doing, bitch?
First thing you do to clear your mind.
Turn some music on and get them, you know, zone out. I like to be by myself and listen to some music or something.
So this is the last question. Mm-hmm. $1 million question. After agreeing to either one of these things, $1 million will be put in your hand, hypothetically.
You said obviously. What? My bad.
You agreed to one of these things and $1 million will be put in your hand.
Okay.
Hypothetically, obviously. For $1 million, would you rather eat a large cockroach every day for your life, the rest of your life, or do 5 years in max security prison in Angola, Louisiana?
I'm eating that cockroach, man.
Every fucking day?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But yeah,
you better
Angola, that's something different, man.
Creme brulee that motherfucker.
Yeah, you can't
put it in a smoothie.
You
get out of prison and you have $1 million.
Or you don't get out of prison because you die.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
No, fuck that. You don't die.
You don't die. You live.
You fucking.
Yeah,
you guys get on my nerves. I'm not eating.
I'm putting the cockroach in the smoothie every day. Oh, gotta get my protein.
Yep, yeah, exactly. I just seen at the gym they got this shit called cricket powder, and it's really cricket powder.
It's really cricket powder. Yeah.
Protein. Or something.
That shit?
Niggas be eating crickets at Miami games.
You don't fuck with it, exactly.
Nah, yeah, I don't fuck with it.
If the world was at like an apocalyptic state, mm-hmm. and niggas didn't have shit to eat, you wouldn't eat no roach.
No, I wouldn't. You
gonna eat a rat? You gonna eat whatever you can.
Would you eat a rat?
I would die.
I'm gonna eat a tree.
What I
said?
Let me die.
Let
me die.
Fuck okay. it.
Don't try to say
I'm
me.
Not eating no I'm possum, no nothing.
I'm not eating that shit.
I'm eating it.
Now, in something like that, fuck no. If I was like on a mountain, I feel like, and I could survive if I wait for someone, but like an apocalypse or
like, fuck it, we might as well die.
I'm gonna die. I'm not eating a cockroach. No.
Fuck it.
Who cares? Why would I
That's
wanna
a
live?
Fucked up way to die hungry, though. Like,
yeah.
That takes forever. I'll be pissed off like, damn, just want to eat, nigga.
Yeah,
I'm about to die, nigga.
That shit remind me of that show, Bear Grylls. You ever seen that? Man yeah, in the Wild I or something like that? Shit. Yeah, that used to be my shit. That nigga's crazy.
He's crazy.
All right. You ready to freestyle?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, fuck it. Let's do it.
This is a McAnally exclusive.
Never been a replica. Known to stay with cash like a register. Who let these lame niggas in the game mess it up? It's time to turn the pressure up. You know what they say about when the sun's out. It's time to bring them guns out. I ain't mad except they lame asses. It's going down, plane crashes. I ain't average, I ain't better than the best of them. Jesse James, Savage, bang ratchets if you testing them. Vera Wang jacket, slang packages of medicine. Committing all these sins, but the Lord keep on blessing them. Supplier for the buyers, got that fire if you smoking shit. You know this shit, keep some crack on me like a smoker's lip. Yo, baby mama at my show showing tits. But I ain't wanna fuck her, I just broke the bitch. I'm fly as shit, diamond sick, got the cross coughing. Bras jocking, bitch set up when a boss talking. Backpack full of paper, I don't mean no homework. I don't need yours, boy, I got my own work. Gat toting, strap poking out my long shirt. Let the chrome squirt, make your dome jerk. I'm the shit, you ain't heard, ho. All my songs jamming, turf toe. Ha, yo bitch bad, mine's worse though. My flow spit so sick, where the nurse go? Cocky cat, Versace hat. Have a nigga wondering where his thought he at. These swagger jacket faggots trying to copycat. Let the shoddy clap, watch your body splat. That molly pack got him losing body fat. I just let my money talk on Harley chat. My posse strap. Got him trying to throw the white towel in, but we ain't at no laundromat. Free my nigga Monster Rat and White Sick too. I got your back like a Heimlich move, yeah. Lot of dope, lot of cash. Get a lot of scratch, but not a rash. Bad bitch,
Lot of ass driving fast on the road to riches, trying not to crash. This nigga robbed my stash. I should sock his ass, but I'm too busy balling. They say, what a pretty shot he has. Pockets swole, stocky cash, bras waving while we pass. I keep some hoes in my face, Jason hockey mask. Chubby money, goofy Lucci, federal Fetty, drug bread. The back of the gauge with a crack in your face, and now they call you butthead. Say my name in your song or in your Twitter mentions, and you might die behind them bars like a prison sentence. My dough long, French bread. Her dome on point, I call her pinhead. Bombay, no Andre. Got the West behind me, Kanye.
Yeah, that nigga just went all the way the fuck
dog
in.
Bars.
That was
bars.
Like what? How long?
2:30.
Yes, sir.
Woo.
Nice.
That shit was all right? Y'all like that shit? It was cool?
Yes.
Oh, appreciate it, man. Yes, sir.
I didn't
think
he was
going to
keep rapping. I was like, damn,
he
got some bars.
Oh, was I supposed to stop at a certain
point? Nah,
no,
nigga. Do your fucking thing, man.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Well, never too much, never too much.
There you go. That was Jesse James.
Jesse fucking James. Way to come through Ripper shit, man.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Good God.
You know, appreciate you guys for having me, too.
So... your project is coming out when?
I don't have a release date for it, okay. But yeah, right now I'm just kind of focused on dropping singles and videos and shit. You know, I kind of want to drop it probably, you know, in the summer. You know, yeah, I don't have a release date yet. It's coming soon, man.
All right, and Hard Rock Cafe on the 17th.
Yes, Hard Rock Cafe, man. Come fuck with us, man. Pull up. It's going to be dope. Running through the six.
Yeah,
shout
that
out DJ
was
Bankhead.
This nigga did a whole song.
That nigga too. That
yeah.
All right. We're going to do Ugly Nigga Guidelines.
Damn. Do I got an Ugly Nigga Guidelines?
Or a MacTail?
Ugly Nigga Guidelines. I got a MacTail. MacTails.
MacTails. MacTails. MacTails.
This is embarrassing. So I used to stay with my auntie Lonnie.
Mm-hmm.
She moved. She had a she had a spot in Beacon Hill. She moved from the spot she had down the street from Zion. But I was going in her drawers to find these movies, and she had these videotapes that said XXX on them.
Right.
I'm like 13, so I know what it is. I'm like, ooh.
Ooh, titties.
She got the XXX movies. So I used to, you know, snag them every now and then, you know. And one time I was up late at night, and I was like, damn, man, I need to get one of the movies, man. I ain't getting no skins. I think I'm in high school by this time. I ain't getting no skins. I'm like, yeah. She sleep, though. Fuck it, I'm going to risk it. I'm on my Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible. So I get to go down to her room, and I slid in. I probably sat there for like 20 minutes, just sitting there on the edge of the bed on the floor. And every minute I thought, nigga, you could have been when.
Right.
Nigga, you could have been when. I did it for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Finally, I said, fuck it. Get up, open the drawer, about to get the movie. She,
oh, man.
What are you doing? shit, I was trying to get a movie. I was up. This shit. And nigga, she seen the movie in my head. Oh, I pushed the shit back in the movie. I go upstairs. Long story short, I got in hella trouble because I was trying to watch a P-Fake. And I got caught by my aunt, bro.
Yeah, see, that's why you just got to have them magazines under the bed, man. You feel me?
I ain't had no. This is, and they was VHSs, too. They wasn't even DVDs. This
oh,
is,
man.
They was still, she had the VHS joint. She had some cold ones. Yeah, I was like, damn, my auntie is free. What the fuck? That's the Mac tail.
Mind your business.
I was trying to mind my business. I was. I got interrupted in the middle of my business.
Anyways.
Mac tails.
Mac tails. Mac tails.
All right, at least pet peeve.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
Okay. Nelly's pet peeves. You guys ready? It's gonna be simple. And this is funny coming from me because I don't know.
Hold on, let me stop drinking water before
I will blast some shit. I will blast some shit if I have to. So this is funny coming from me, but I hate people that offer up too much information. Like, shut the fuck up. You guys just hella information for no reason. Like, just shut up. No one asked you that. You're giving them to shut the fuck up.
Right.
Seriously, and grown ass fucking people don't know that still. That's like some child shit. Like, like, hey nigga, shut the fuck up. Hey, all right, little nigga, you're talking too much. Why the fuck are you doing that as a fucking adult? Like I said, funny coming from me, but I don't fucking know. I'm real short with it. Seriously.
You think that means they're guilty sometimes when they offer up?
I think that means they're game goofy. Yeah. It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely sometimes when they're... Exactly. And that's what I'm talking about. It's like, hey, shut the fuck up. You're chilling on yourself. Shut the fuck up.
Diarrhea out the mouth. Just
so silly. Anyway. That's it. Peppy. Local music.
Local music.
Local music. I'll go.
So, shout out to my Bremerton niggas.
Who you doing?
My nigga, Young Lou sent me this track he did with this cat named Jordy Sam. It's called Addicted.
Nice.
Brim City. I used to play basketball there. That's why I fuck with Bremerton.
MacTales.
Now that is funny.
This thing is funny.
Yeah.
MacTales.
MacTales. MacTales.
Well done, sir.
Think I'm addicted. It went straight to the head. I don't know if it's something that she said, but she got me feeling, wanting more. I can't say that this happened before, but I love it. And I gotta have it. Think you got me hooked. I can't get rid of this habit. Feeling so good. It seems like you with it. And all I can say is, I think I'm addicted. Whoa, 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 whoa. I think I'm addicted. To your love, to your love. I think I'm addicted. Whoa, 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 whoa. I think I'm addicted. To your love, to your love. Yeah, yeah. I can't fight this feeling.
Yeah. That was Jordy Sam and Young Lou. Addicted. Shout out to my Brim City niggas. Nelly, are you okay over there?
That shit's hot, man.
That was a good little joint.
Yeah. I've heard of that Young Lou, dude. I think my guy Knucklehead Banger did a beat for him. This video he shot and shit.
Yeah. Young Lou, that's the homie. That's the little homie.
Like real. That was R&B. Yeah. Not like real, kind of like 90s R&B.
Yeah. So. Look at this fucking meme. Hold on, you can't. I...
Is that really him? What is that? Okay. So, I have mentioned before on another episode about doing throwback local music picks. Mm-hmm. You know, back when niggas been making music. So anyway, this is exclusive. I don't know if I'm allowed to play this. I'm gonna play it anyway. Found it in an email. Zach Bruce, can we?
Is what I miss when we were an item girl. We were so tight, but it wasn't right. We were ready for love. And I've been through so much since we've been apart. I miss your touch. And I know now we can make it work. Girl, I miss you so bad. It's starting to hurt. So can we go to the place where I first met you? Oh, baby, I want you. And we can do it, do it again. Place where I first met you. Oh, baby, I want you and we can.
such a pretty song. This is probably like, I feel like it has to be at least 10 years old.
That nigga's that. Hey, we still gotta do that R&B cypher.
Yeah.
That's gonna be filthy.
For sure. He's with it.
That nigga's dope.
Filthy. Anyways.
Wish I would've kept singing the thing. I would've been nice.
We're tripping.
Who is that right there?
Zach Bruce.
Zach Bruce.
Oh, he's from here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I heard that name before.
All right.
Yeah, with that nigga.
Yeah.
So, thank you for coming on. That's our show.
That's the show.
Wow. That was good timing.
Yeah, we did good.
I mean, we're a year deep into this.
Yeah, hold on. Let me go ahead and shout out my
social media.
No, we don't even do that no more.
Oh, man, fuck that, man. Special case.
We was getting to that, damn.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. Go ahead. Do your thing then, girl.
Don't forget, August 25th is our party. We'll be posting details.
We'll be smoking hella weed. I'm going to drink, I think.
I'm going to drink. So, Jesse James, thanks for coming on. Shout out to your social.
Yeah, most definitely, man. You can follow
security
me.
Security number.
Follow me. This is stupid. Oh, shit. Follow
what
me.
If he would have did it?
Hey, no. For real.
Sorry.
Follow me at...
I don't know your real name. So.
JESSEJAMESCTC on all social media.
All right. On everything.
Excuse me?
On everything.
Oh, yeah, on everything. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You, my sir, are a veteran.
Man, I was just thinking that. I was going to say. Thank you for coming on. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I put something on Facebook today. Thought of the day.
Send me that.
In the group chat. That's
just. Did it never look?
Thought of the day. All relationships have problems. If you can't fight, don't be one of them. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Little bitch.
Niggas too.
I be running. I be like, fuck this. I'm out of here. But I'm doing better though. I've been bobbing and weaving, taking a couple punches, gonna go on a couple rounds. But normally I'm throwing the damn towel. So you right. I'm sorry, ladies. I love y'all. Y'all know I do.
He don't love y'all, Nick bitches. Bye, niggas.
Peace, niggas.
Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, M-A-C-K-A-N-D-N-E-L-L-Y. Yo.